Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
There was the Women for Change campaign where we saw everyone on social media, things turning purple, in support for GBV. That is currently...
Not in support of GBV. Against GBV.
So, yo, my place.
Gilele, guys. Gilele.
Gilele.
Gilele. Okay. So let me just explain. If you're joining us for the first time, the Monday when I'm doing Seize the World is always a problem because I have to adjust my clock. Like, if you see me right now, I am sleeping. So, yes, it was against GBV,
yes,
which is a problem. So, it was the 15 women a day, right?
Yes. So, the whole thing was that we'd then shut down at different places. Mm-hmm. So, we'd all lie down for 15 minutes to highlight the 15 women who die every day
yeah,
as a result of gender-based violence.
Now, I'm moving slightly away from that. And I want to... Because all of this was happening on social media. Guys, I saw all the men. All the men were in support, putting purple profile pictures. And it makes me ask myself, so who is killing our mothers and our sisters? Because I'm just using social media as a sample size. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, so clearly all men are against this thing. all the men are against this thing. Who is doing this? Because I never understand what's happening. Because we say the right things on social media. We act right on social media. We are against putting your hands on a woman. We are against... You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, so who is this man that's doing this in South Africa? Because the sample size says we don't do this.
But this is why last week when I said I am not the same person that I am on social media in real life, and somebody attacked me. What do you mean? Because that's exactly it. On social media, people put their best foot forward. Some of my most polarizing opinions will never find their way on social media.
Absolutely.
Because I know that the first person you're going to tag is Supersport and Kaya.
Actually, Mpo, yes, was on Hambela Public. That's exactly where I want to go. I was just moving and meandering. I want to go exactly there, Mpo.
Yeah.
Who are you on social media? Are you a heightened version of yourself or are you a subdued version of yourself? Because I'll tell you about myself. Mpo and I, we took an Uber. It was about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Mpo and I have got some things to say. But we will never say it on social media.
Yep.
I mean, I know. But the first thing, as Mpo said, if I said what I want to say about certain topics, you guys will then tag Kaya. And we are having a conversation, guys. That's another thing that is weird about social media right now, is that we cannot have a conversation where I could be wrong and incorrect and go, actually, my play, think about it this way.
Yeah.
The minute I say something, it's just like, this is what you believe, this is who you are, and I'm just like, you know?
Yeah, even, you know, when you come to us as journalists and our credibility, I mean, we can't say how we actually feel about certain things, and we can't put our opinions here, you know, because of the work that we do. Mm-hmm. And we always have to try by all means and be objective. And
but
you're
that's
right.
not who you are.
It's not necessarily who I am.
But you've got some things to say.
Yeah?
You know, your chest look, is full.
I think of social media as a place, you know, like how you have like a family function, and at a family function, the certain things you can't say, the things you say with your friends, you can't say with your family. So I think it's important that we really get to a point where we understand that it's not as real as we'd like to make it to
but
be.
But some people do have fun, though. Some people just say whatever they want.
Because it depends on who you are.
Thank
and
you.
Therein lies my bone of contention with social media. It is never what is said.
No.
It is who said it.
Absolutely.
So for me, it makes it very difficult to even have a very robust and honest conversation or discussion about something, because the moment I say something that you think is out of pocket, Kaya, did you see Ugututi?
Exactly.
And it's like, but wait, I'm not tagging your employers when you say things that are out. And there's people who say a lot of things that are out of pocket
a
on
lot.
Social media.
Just this morning on my way here, as I was scrolling through TikTok, I saw a video of a guy who was saying the most tribalist things, you know? But because, well, he's just a guy that's known in his community. Oh, well, it's all good and well. And people were actually laughing in the comment section.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is what we keep saying is wrong.
No, you know, listen, it's like Usizo. Usizo has a lot of fun on social media because Sizwe doesn't care. Like, this Sizwe, this is bread money for Sizwe. Like, I'm a look tennis singer. So Sizwe can say whatever you want. But for the rest of us, guys, we've got things to do with the money that we earn. So we just like, I'm not, I will tell you this. People that know me and the people that see me on social media, they think they know me. That's not who I... That's a very subdued version.
It's a very sanitized.
It's very sanitized version.
I use my social media for work, to be quite honest. I consider it to be a professional profile of sorts. So that's where you are most likely to see my professional growth specifically. Those who know me personally, those who know,
I'm with you on that one because my Instagram is purely work. I learned a long time ago, do not put my social media, do not put my private life on social media.
Yes.
So, and it's become a rule. Mina maungshela, I tell you, ang postani, so don't expect even your hand
preaching,
to ever make
preaching
it,
to
right?
the choir.
So when you decide, Uguti, this is the side that I am giving you, please don't come at me and think you know me. Because you don't.
Are you preaching to the choir? Mina, you will not see where I live. You will not see what I drive. You will not see where I'm eating. If you see me post about a place,
thank you.
I'm not there. Send us a voice note on 0636880959. Who are you on social media? Are you your authentic self? Are you a heightened version of you, who you are? Maybe you are quiet, but maybe sebehlangana nawe. Or are you a subdued version of yourself like me? I want to know. It's Kaya 959 on the street and on the air.
Morning, Kaya FM. Guys, maybe leking adilo. It's the social media. Like, initially, it was a curated thing that what you see is specially curated for your eyes, for posting. But I'm not even about that life anymore. I just log in, view status, scroll, and I'm out. I can't.
And there are many people like you. Listen, we are coming with more of your voice notes. We need to go to the news.
I don't even have social media. I think the last time I went to Facebook before I deleted my profile was 2011. Yeah, that's it. I don't have Instagram. I don't have all these things. Yeah, I've got TikTok. It's just for fun to actually see the crazy world out there. But I don't post. I don't do nothing. And I'm not bothered.
So you're a lurker. That's what we call people that do what you do. You lurk and you know everything that's going on, but you do not participate. Okay.
Mina, I don't have social media at all. I don't have Instagram. I don't have X. I don't have TikTok. The only thing I use is WhatsApp. And Nakona, and my WhatsApp status is 95% of the people are blocked. Only the 5% that are allowed to come into my personal space can see what I do. But Nakona, it's not like very personal things, just like mundane things that I would post. But yeah, no, I don't do social media simply because people would judge you and people would think that what they see on social media is a reflection of who you are, which is not true. So I refrain from that. And yeah, man, also just trying to keep away from people's comments and their input in my life, which they should not have in any case. That's why I don't even have social media.
Mina, my sister, I changed numbers for WhatsApp. I've got a different number.
Whoever blame Mina, the Tobile that you see on social media is the same Tobile that you see in real life. Like, I am myself. It's just on social media, I'm not as shy as I am in real life. But I am myself all over.
So you are a heightened version of yourself.
But social media is not a place. So it doesn't exist. It's not a place. So you'd be shocked when I'm a player to find out some of the people and the guys who are wearing purple. These guys.
True.
Some of them, not all of them. But now, because you're on social media, even with you guys, they're wondering you. Sometimes I do pick it up. I'll answer your opinions with some things. Or, this is not actually what you believe in, but you're just saying it because you're at work. So, you know, you've got a whole lot of things to protect. You can't just always say what you think and what you, you know, because now, this pants are not even matate. But yeah, even I'm not the same person on social media. Nah, I'm not. If you catch feelings on social media, you meet me in person and then you're like, this guy is actually a good person.
So you're a menace.
I'm always myself. And here's why, what I don't understand about people that are not fully themselves. Like, when does the switch happen? When do you put on the mask exactly? Like, how can you not, how do you now share an opinion that you don't fully believe in on social media? How do you then post things you don't stand for? Do you understand? Like, I'd rather people that don't post at all, that don't post at all because of their work, their affiliations, but to post things that you don't really believe in, you don't stand for, you don't beg, I dodge, man.
So a lot of people actually do it for clout. They want to gain the numbers, they want to gain the followers, and then Elon Musk now pays people to tweet, so...
I'd like to think I am myself on social media. I stand against whatever I stand against. My beliefs are shared. I think I'm the same person that I am in person. I guess that has a lot to do with me not being a celebrity, right? I can say what I want to say,
yep,
when I want to say it, and no repercussions whatsoever.
That is true.
Hey, my play. Hayi mandikhohlwa mani labantu laba abenza lezi zinto abekho kuma-social media bro wami. And enye into vive kumele uyicabange wena uthiyama ukuthi la bantu laba abafuni ukujampisa and abanye babo bayaphosta siyabazi sibabhekile nje sithule sibhekile. And enye into vive kunenye ividiyo engiyibonile enye out yabo sister bebayenza ithi izobadlwengula ithi ha ngizodlwengula ikhuluma ngesingamla eyabona ukuthi awawawaw kanti wenzakalani waye bangayibambanga leyo zothi leyo bekumele bayimise bayikhenje fast.
No, listen, if you are not in the spotlight, social media is absolutely amazing. You can say whatever you want. You can share your thoughts. You can be wrong. You can be right. But if you are in our line of business, as Mpho said, we just have to keep it cute. Yeah? We have to keep it cute and keep it moving.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.